Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that's been weighing on many parents' hearts. Maybe you've experienced this too. Your child brings home a paper from school, and when you gently suggest they could improve their handwriting, suddenly there are tears. Or their teacher mentions they could try a different approach to a math problem, and your little one shuts down completely. Maybe they even say things like, "I'm just not good at this," or "I can't do it." If this sounds familiar, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. You are not alone. This is one of the most common challenges parents face with children ages 6 and 7, and there is so much we can understand about what's really happening in your child's beautiful, growing mind. Here's what the magic book taught me, and it changed everything. When your child melts down over feedback or suggestions for improvement, they're not being difficult. They're not being stubborn or resistant. What's actually happening is something much deeper and more tender than that. Your child is in a critical developmental phase where they're forming their core beliefs about learning and ability. Research from Stanford University shows that children at this age are actively deciding whether they believe their intelligence and skills can grow, or whether they're fixed and unchangeable. This is called growth mindset versus fixed mindset, and it shapes how they respond to every challenge they face. When a child has what researchers call a fixed mindset, they believe that being smart or talented is something you either are or you aren't. So when someone suggests they could improve, their brain interprets that as, "You're not good enough. You're not smart." And that feels absolutely devastating to a 6 or 7-year-old who is working so hard to figure out who they are in this big, beautiful world. But here's the wonderful news. Growth mindset can be nurtured and cultivated. Your child can learn that challenges are opportunities, that mistakes are how we learn, and that feedback is a gift that helps us grow. And you, my dear friend, are exactly the right person to help them discover this. Let me share what the research tells us. Studies from leading universities show that when parents respond to their child's emotional reactions with empathy rather than frustration, something magical happens. The child learns that big feelings are manageable, that they're not alone, and that it's safe to try again even after feeling disappointed or criticized. Dr. Carol Dweck, whose research at Stanford established our understanding of growth mindset, discovered something beautiful. Children who learn to see setbacks as opportunities develop better emotional regulation, stronger resilience, and actually perform better academically over time. But it all starts with how the adults in their lives respond to those tender moments when feedback feels hard. So what can you do when your child melts down over a suggestion for improvement? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and I have seen work beautifully. First, validate their feelings before anything else. When your child is upset, get down to their level, look into their eyes with love, and say something like, "I can see this feels really hard right now." It's okay to feel disappointed. You're not trying to fix the feeling or talk them out of it. You're simply being their safe harbor while the storm of emotion passes through. Second, separate the feedback from their identity. Help them understand that a suggestion to improve their handwriting doesn't mean they're bad at writing. It means they're learning to write, and learning is a process that takes time. You might say, "Your teacher isn't saying you can't write well. She's showing you how to make your writing even better because she believes you can grow and learn." Third, share your own stories of learning and growth. Tell them about a time when someone gave you feedback that felt hard to hear, but that helped you improve. Maybe you learned to cook, or play an instrument, or do your job better because someone cared enough to show you a better way. When children see that even grown-ups need feedback and guidance, it normalizes the experience. Fourth, celebrate effort and progress, not just outcomes. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," try saying, "I love how hard you worked on that," or "I noticed you tried a new strategy when the first one didn't work." This helps them see that the process of learning is what matters, not being perfect right away. And fifth, introduce them to stories that model this beautiful truth. Stories have a way of teaching lessons that go straight to a child's heart, bypassing all the defenses that direct advice might trigger. Speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that the magic book and I think might help your little one understand this concept in the gentlest way possible. It's called The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm, and it's about two friends named Rumi and Freya. In this story, Rumi and Freya have their hearts set on visiting the zoo, but their plans change unexpectedly. At first, they're disappointed, really disappointed, but then something wonderful happens. They discover that the change in plans leads them to Meadowbrook Petting Farm, where gentle animals teach them that disappointment can open doors to beautiful new discoveries. This story is such a perfect metaphor for accepting feedback. Just like Rumi and Freya learned that a change of plans wasn't a disaster, but an opportunity, your child can learn that feedback isn't criticism, but an invitation to discover new possibilities. When someone suggests a different way to do something, it's like the universe saying, "Hey, there's another path here that might lead somewhere wonderful." After you read this story together, you can talk about how Rumi and Freya felt when their plans changed and how they felt afterward. You can ask your child, "Have you ever had something feel disappointing at first, but then turn out okay?" This opens up such beautiful conversations about resilience and growth. The magic book reminds us that children at this age are like little scientists, forming hypotheses about how the world works. If they conclude that feedback means they're not good enough, that belief can follow them for years. But if they learn that feedback is how we all grow and improve, they develop a foundation for lifelong learning and confidence. I want you to know something important, my wonderful friend. If your child is struggling with feedback right now, it doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It means they care deeply about doing well. It means they have high standards for themselves. And that's actually beautiful. Your job isn't to eliminate their sensitivity, it's to help them channel it into growth rather than fear. Research shows that this phase is temporary when parents respond with patience and understanding. Children whose emotional reactions to feedback are validated and gently guided develop, significantly, better emotional regulation skills as they grow. They learn that it's safe to be imperfect, that mistakes are part of learning, and that the people who love them will support them through every stumble and success. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, curl up with your little one and read The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm together. Let the story do some of the teaching. Let the gentle animals and the unexpected joy show your child that changes and suggestions can lead to wonderful discoveries. And in those moments when feedback triggers big feelings, remember this. You're not just helping your child accept a teacher's suggestion or a parent's guidance. You're helping them build a belief system that will serve them for their entire life. You're teaching them that they are capable of growth, that challenges are opportunities, and that they are loved exactly as they are, even as they're becoming who they're meant to be. The Magic Book and I believe in you, my dear friend. We believe in your child, and we believe in the beautiful journey of growth you're on together. You can find The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm and many other stories that support emotional growth in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help children navigate the big feelings and beautiful challenges of growing up. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's emotional well-being. And thank you for being willing to learn and grow alongside them. With love and starlight, Inara.